Fran, remind me of your title with the Arts Council, please.
I'm the chair. I'm the chair of the Arts Council.
Okay, and a big event today for the Arts Council.
We had our biggest event ever, I would say. Well, yes and no. We had a big event. Yes, we had a big event. It was the unveiling of the Boreal Growth Mural that we've been working on for over a year, getting the grant from Ontario Arts Council, and then deciding how we were going to do it, and working on it, and having it all come together today.
So you unveiled it today. Great day for it. Can you tell me what some of the features of it are?
Well, it features edible wild foods that grow in our area, the Abitibi area. So it's called Boreal Growth. And we worked with an indigenous forager. Her name's Chelsea Smith. And she was the one who gave us lists of plants that are very good for foraging. So we, it was mainly our lead artist, Robin, who worked with Chelsea on determining the plants. So we ended up with 8 plants in the mural. So do you want to see, the last time you did an interview, you wanted to see the sketch, and Robin had said, it's a secret, it's kept under wraps.
Yeah, Darcy Cebulski just sent me a photo, so I got it, that's good.
Oh, you got a photo? Okay. So yeah, because we have these, this was what everybody got. Because it's a vertical mural, it's narrow and it's tall, it's 2 stories high, 16 feet and 4 feet wide. So one of the artists, Guy Wales, said it looks like a bookmark. So that's what we did. We put the picture on the front, and on the back is the name of the artist and the date, 2024, and a QR code. I don't know if Darcy mentioned that. With your phone, you can go on the QR code, and it takes you directly to the mural page on the York Falls Arts Council website, and you can see which are the plants that are featured. You've probably guessed their names. If you've spent any time in the bush, you will recognize these plants, but maybe you didn't know all of their medicinal properties, and the lowly dandelion has all kinds of good features. So yeah, they check out the QR code, and you'll learn a lot more about these plants.
How many artists participated in painting this mural?
3 artists. Robin Edmonds was the lead. Another artist called Guy Wales from Southern Ontario. He does murals, and he had some expertise that he was sharing with Robin. She learned some new stuff about designing and things like that. So he was also on it. And as luck would have it, our summer student, Bridget Wilkes, is a great artist, and she didn't need much guidance. She could be say hi to Bob. Hi. So she was able to follow instructions and participated a great deal in the painting of the mural. So those were the 3 artists: Robin, and Guy, and Bridget. But the 4th person involved in it, her name is also on the back of the mural, is Chelsea Smith, the Indigenous forager.
Okay, something tells me this isn't the last mural that we're going to see coming from the Arts Council.
Well, Dennis Brusseau was there because Robin kind of joked that he trusts Dennis is the, I'm not sure if he's president of the Lions Club, but he's certainly there all the time. And Robin was joking that when she proposes to him, he said, fine, we trust you. Don't even show us a sketch. We know you're not going to do something that we don't want to see. We know it's something that'll make the community proud. And he never asked to see a sketch. So he was very pleased with it. So the funny thing was, after we'd done some of the talking, he called out, you know, we have other walls on this building.
That's great. Yeah. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Some municipal support was amazing. We had support from Brian Finner, the I'm not sure, I think he's the chief executive officer of the town, and the mayor gave a, actually it was the mayor Tory Delorier and Robin who pulled the the big black cloth off and revealed it, so he was part of it. So we really, really appreciate the support from the municipality. And maybe if I can give a plug to two businesses, let me see, Wallad Construction volunteered us the use of a big, I guess it's a transport truck, to move an AWP, an aerial work platform, from where it was located to the site. And apparently that's quite valuable. Those things don't come cheap. So that was a lovely donation from Wallad Construction. And also the AWP itself was a company called HCF and Claymere Farms, and the man is Luke Dynan, and Luke was the one who said right away, you can have the use of our aerial work platform. So that was two very big in-kind donations to the project from two local businesses. So we appreciate that and the support of the municipality. And John Bantoff was there as well. So I didn't hear what he spoke to the media people separately, so I'm not sure exactly what he had said.